Jee jaa, sawal kiye jaa. Welcome to the Safari Quiz Show. This is your host Vidya, and the show is brought to you by Safari Kid, the amazing preschool and after school program with more than 25 branches in the Bay Area and many, many more all around the world. Obviously, it's a very, very successful model, something that I've had the privilege of having to see for myself. So if you have a very young child or even a child who has some time after school, I would highly, highly recommend that you check out the Safari Kid program and see how you can really inspire children even while not losing the sense of fun that should be very, very important to learning. For more information on Safari Kid itself, go to safarikidca.com or safarikidusa.com. And of course, please, please, please go and like our page on Facebook. That's the Safari Quiz Show page, Safari Quiz Show. I do see that a lot of you are liking us and a lot of you are looking at our posts. So thank you so much for doing that. We are waiting to hit a certain number before we can start offering prizes on Facebook as well. Okay, so a few housekeeping information. safariquizshow@gmail.com. safariquizshow@gmail.com is the email to reach us for everything. Whether you want to participate on the show or you want to give us feedback on the show, or if you win a prize today on the show and you want to get in touch with us, safariquizshow@gmail.com. Talking of prizes, Miss Anu is on break, much deserved, and at an end of summer break before everybody starts school, including Miss Anu, who's also a teacher. So some of you who won prizes last week on the show have not got your prizes yet, and I'm really sorry about that, but don't worry, she's on top of things, and the moment she comes back from her vacation, she will get the prizes to you. Today as well, there may be a slight delay in getting prizes to you, but we'll get them to you as soon as she's back from her break. But please do write to us today at safariquizshow@gmail.com if you win a prize. Once again, let me remind you that we are collecting musical pieces for use in our musicians showcase. We've been getting a few submissions. That's great, but we'd like to get more. Basically, what we want you to do if you're listening to the show for the first time is to send us a recording of your child's musical performance, whether it's a song, it's a practice piece on a musical instrument they happen to be practicing, it's an instrumental, vocal, or if they would like to come and play live on the show, just get in touch with us. Again, that's safariquizshow@gmail.com, and we can definitely make arrangements for them to play a musical instrument on the show itself. Of course, piano may be a little bit difficult, but anything else, singing or an instrument that they can carry with them to the studio would be most welcome. So safariquizshow@gmail.com, and we'll start playing the performances as early as next week, perhaps. Let's see. So today, as you could see, you know, you heard just Michael's voice and mine in the beginning of the show, and that's because it's just the two of us today in the studio. It's a listener special. We do that every once in a while in a way to say thank you to our listeners and maybe encourage you to come and participate on the show. So if you like our show, do consider participating. We always match you up with kids of your own age and grade. And of course, I ask every single parent who comes to accompany their child to the show, we'd love to do a grown-ups show as well. So if you think that you, and in fact, it may be a really fun thing for you to do, to get together with your friends and come together as a team, and we'll see, you'll get bragging rights for the rest of your life if you come here and win on the show. Just think about it. And anyway, it's a lot of fun, and you can also personally experience what your children go through when they participate on the show. So if you're an adult and want to participate on the show and have a couple of enthu friends, think about it. Write to us, safariquizshow@gmail.com. I have a caller on the line. I have no idea why. I think they're getting ready to answer, which is how much enthusiasm people have for the show. And I want to say a big thank you. And this is our listener special, is a way of saying thank you. So today's topic is planets. Today's topic is planets. And as usual, we'll follow the pattern for the listener special that we always do, which is we'll ask two questions, then a break, two questions, then a break, and try to get at least 8 questions today on the show. It's a little confusing because sometimes people are on hold for the first question, and by the time we've already moved on to the second question. I know it's a little tricky, and I thank you for your patience. But we're going to follow a very strict rule of only 10 questions, 10 answers per question. So if you want to just keep track of that and know that after 10, we're done. We're going to move on to the next question. And of course, we'll tell you. Okay, so here's our first question in our listener special category today, planets. Oh, and our call-in number is 510-770-1550, 510-770-1550. The 1550 should be easy to remember. That's the channel you just tuned into. And if you're listening online, radiozindagi@radiozindagi.com, well, thank you so much. That's great. Okay, the first question in our planets category is Roman goddess of love. Roman goddess of love. It's starting easy a little bit. All right. Let's see if that caller was a genuine caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi.
Go ahead. Is that Sabina?
No, this is Sanjana.
Sanjana. Okay. And Sanjana, what's your answer to our first question? What is the Roman, who is the Roman, actually it's a planet question. So what is the Roman goddess of love?
Venus.
Okay, who's calling? Sanjana. Thank you, Sanjana. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, yes. My name is Venus, and I think the answer is Venus.
All right, Venus. Thank you. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Amit, and the answer is Venus.
Thank you, Amit. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Roshni and my answer is Venus.
Thank you, Roshni. Caller number 5. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Aryan and my answer is Venus.
Thank you, Aryan. Caller number 6. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Shreya and the answer is Venus.
Thank you, Shreya. Caller number 7. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello.
Yes, go ahead. What's your name?
Herschel.
And what's your answer, Herschel?
Huh?
What's your answer?
Venus.
Thank you, Herschel. Caller number 8. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Anya and the answer is Venus.
Thank you, Anya. Caller number 9. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Sabina and the answer is Venus.
Thank you, Sabina. And caller number 10, last caller for the first question. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Aisha and the answer is Venus.
Thank you, Aisha. Now, Aisha was caller number 10. So if you're still calling for question number 1 on the show, which is the Roman goddess of love, we're done with that question and we're going to move on to our second one now. We're going to move on to our second question. You're listening to the Safari Quiz Show with your host Vidya and producer Michael in the studio with me today. The question number 2 is Planet of the Apes, which was the Planet of the Apes in the movie Planet of the Apes. Hi, you're on the air. Hi, you're on the air. Little googly question. Hi, you're on the air. Please turn the volume. Yes, hi.
My name is Venus, and I think the answer is Earth.
Venus is having a field day with planets today. Thank you, Venus. Hi. Venus was caller number 1. Hi, you're on the air. Caller number 2. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, caller number 2. You're on the air.
This is Sabina, and the answer is Earth.
Thank you, Sabina. Hi, you're on the air.
From Earth.
Who's on the line? Hello? Go ahead.
Oh, hi, my name is Anya and the answer is Earth.
Thank you, Anya. Hi, you're on the air. Call number 4.
Hi, my name is Tanisha and the answer is Earth.
Thank you, Tanisha. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Aisha and the answer is Earth.
Thank you, Aisha. Call number 6. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Alicia and the answer is Earth.
Alicia, I haven't heard that name. Welcome to the show. Thank you. Caller number 7. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Akansha and the answer is Earth.
Thank you, Akansha. Caller number 8. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Ignore and I think the answer is Earth.
Thank you, Ignore. Caller number 9. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Koina and I think the answer is Earth.
Thank you, Koina. And caller number 10, last caller for question number 2. Hi, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, my name is Siddharth and the
Thank you, Siddharth. Siddharth was the last caller for question number two. So that brings us to our break. You're listening to the Safari Quiz Show. Jiye Ja, Sawal Kiye Ja. Listener special. So we have so many more questions for our listeners today. You're listening to the Safari Quiz Show and this is your host, Vidya, in the studio with just Michael and a bag full of questions about planets. Let me just once again mention the call-in number, 510-770-1550. It's a listener special, so you guys are all invited to call in and try to win the prizes today. Our category is planets, and before we went on break, we started off with a couple of very easy questions. The first one was Roman goddess of love, and yes, the answer was indeed Venus. And from all the correct winners, Michael has picked the winner, and that is Anya. All right, Anya, write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com, safariquizshow@gmail.com, and mention question. It's the question number one, answer Venus, and your name and age and some information about yourself. And please, please, please write to us today. Question number two, which is the planet of the apes. And yes, that indeed is Earth. It's a very interesting story. I haven't seen the new one, but I have seen the first version of the Planet of the Apes movie, where an astronaut stumbles around in space for several years and then returns and then crash lands on a planet where he finds, of course, that it's being ruled by apes. And it's only at the end of the movie that he finds out that that planet is actually his own planet, but many years in the future. So that was Earth. Yes, that was correct. And from all the correct answers, once again, Michael has picked the winner. And that is Tanisha. All right. Tanisha, once again, same advice as Anya. safariquizshow@gmail.com. That's quiz, not kid. safariquizshow@gmail.com. Please write to us today. Question, answer, and your name and information. And as I mentioned before, Miss Anu is on vacation. Doesn't mean you don't send me your question, replies today, your emails today, but so that we have all eight of them, so that when Miss Anu comes back from vacation, she's not hunting around and trying to figure out which one belongs to this week, which one belongs to the next week, etc. So please do send us your email today. Okay, moving on. Question number three. Which planet has a moon named Titan? Which planet has a moon named Titan? 510-770-1550. Which planet has a moon named Titan? Hi, you're on here. Question number, caller number one.
Hi, my name is Suti and the answer is Jupiter.
Suti says Jupiter. All right. Hi, you're on the air. Caller number two.
Hi, this is Sabina. The answer is Saturn.
Thank you, Sabina. Sabina says Saturn. Caller number two. Caller number three. Hi, you're on the air.
I think the answer is Jupiter.
Who's this?
Sanjana.
Sanjana. Thank you, Sanjana. Caller number four. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Aditya, and the answer is Jupiter.
Aditya says Jupiter. Thank you, Aditya. Hi, you're on the air. Caller number five.
Hello, my name is Akansha, and the answer is Jupiter.
Thank you, Akansha. Hi, you're on the air. Caller number six.
Hello, my name is Amit, and I think the answer is Saturn.
Thank you, Amit. Caller number seven. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Lippy, and I think the answer is Jupiter.
Thank you, Lippy. Caller number eight, hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Aisha, and the answer is Jupiter.
Thank you, Aisha. Hi, you're on the air. Caller number nine.
Yeah, go for it.
Hi, my name is Shreya, and the answer is Saturn.
Thank you, Shreya. And caller number ten, hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Koina, and I think the answer is Jupiter.
Thank you, Koina. And that was caller number 10 for our question number 3. So, if you're still waiting to answer the question, which planet has a moon named Titan, we've actually moved on from that. We've taken our 10 callers and now we're going to ask question number 4. So, if you're going to answer, remember, it has to be for question number 4, not 3. And if you missed answering question number 3, don't worry. It's not question number 3. We have more questions. So, here is question number 4. Everybody knows that Pluto was demoted from being a planet. Very sad. Pluto was demoted from being a planet. My question is, what was it demoted to? So what is it called now? So Pluto was demoted from being a planet to what? To what? That's my next question on our planets category, our listener special. And let's see if this caller has called for this question or the last one. Hi, you're on the air.
My question is, what was it demoted to?
Who's this? Go ahead, you're caller number one. Hi, caller number one.
Hi, this is Sabina, and the answer is a dwarf planet.
Thank you, Sabina. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
My name is Venus, and I think the answer is a dwarf planet.
Thank you, Venus. That was caller number two. Here's caller number three. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Rhea, and I think the answer is a dwarf planet.
Thank you, Rhea. Caller number four. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Alicia, and I think the answer is dwarf planet.
Alicia? Thank you, Alicia. Hi, you're on the air. Caller number five. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Arun, and this is dwarf planet.
Is it Arun or Arun? Who's, what's your name again?
Amit.
Okay. Caller number six. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Shreya, and the answer is dwarf planet.
Thank you, Shreya. Caller number seven. Hi.
Hi, this is Arun from San Francisco, and the answer is a dwarf planet.
Thank you, Arun. Question number eight. Caller number eight.
Hello, my name is Stuti, and the answer is a dwarf planet.
Thank you, Stuti. Caller number nine.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
My name is Akshay, and I think the answer is dwarf planet.
Thank you, Akshay. And last caller for question number four. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Lippy, and the answer is a dwarf planet.
Thank you, Lippy. And that was all the calls we could take for question number four. You're listening to the Safari Quiz Show with Vidya and Michael. Jeja, Sawal Kieja. Jeja, Sawal Kieja. Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. We're about midway through the show, and there is something weird going on with the switchboards, which Michael has to fix if you're going to get any calls at all. Oh, there he did it. Okay, so this special show is a listener special, and we're doing our categories called Planets today. And I have to say, without the kids in the studio, it is so boring. I hope you're not falling asleep there, because I feel like I'm falling asleep in the studio. The only thing that's keeping me going is all the voices I hear on the phone. So keep calling 510-770-1550. So let's look at questions number 3 and 4, which we did before the break, and the answers. Question number 3 was, which planet has a moon named Titan? Surprisingly, so many of you said Jupiter. The answer was, of course, Saturn. And from all the correct answers, which weren't many from our 10 answers, Michael has picked Sabina. All right. One of our most loyal listeners. It's always fun when you win. So Sabina got it right. It's Saturn. And is the correct answer. And Sabina, you know what to do. But once again, safariquizshow@gmail.com. safariquizshow@gmail.com. And don't forget to send us the email today. By the way, Sabina, have you spent all the winnings that you've had so far on the show? Or are you still collecting them for some grand prize sometime? I would love to know. Let me know in your email. Question number four was, Pluto was demoted from a planet to what? Everyone got this one right. It was indeed dwarf planet. Pluto was demoted to a dwarf planet. So sad. Maybe they should have demoted it to a dog planet. Huh? What do you say? Woof. Okay. So Pluto answer everybody got right. And from all the correct answers, Michael once again picked the winner. And this time it was Venus. Awesome. It's so great that Venus got to win a prize today. So appropriate, I feel. Okay, so Venus, you know what to do. safariquizshow@gmail.com. That's also the email for everyone who's listening to write to us if you want to participate on the show. Now that school has started, everybody's back from their vacations, or at least just about back. So no excuse not to participate. We make it as easy for you. We let you know which if there's a Saturday that doesn't work for you, then we give you another Saturday that will work. So we really work around our kids' busy schedules. I know they're all busy. I know they're all busy practicing music. So if you're learning a musical instrument or learning how to sing, or, you know, even if it's classical Indian, classical Western, pop music, Bollywood music, we'd love to hear examples of your work and play them on the show. We really, really want to do that. So once again, if you have something to share with us, safariquizshow@gmail.com. Okay, let's move on to question number 5. I suspect this will also require the help of Uncle Google. So let's see. Here's question number 5. Which is the planet with the biggest moon? And name the moon. Which is the planet with the biggest moon? And name the moon. Hi, you're on the air. Hello? Hello? Hi, you're on the air. Hello? Hi, you're on the air. These are our early callers. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Ojit, and I think the answer is Jupiter.
And do you know the name of the moon?
I don't know the name of the moon.
Okay, what's your name again?
Ojit.
Ojas.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ojas. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Pooja, and I think the answer is Saturn, and the moon is Titan.
Thank you, Pooja. Hi, you're on the air. Caller number 3, go ahead.
Saturn.
Who? What's your name?
Samvi.
Samvi?
Yes.
Oh, pretty name. Thank you for calling, Samvi. All right, let's move on. Hi, you're on the air. Caller number 4, yes.
My name is Akshay, and I think the answer is Jupiter.
Akshay, thank you. Caller number 5. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Aisha, and the answer is Jupiter.
Ayusha?
Aisha.
Aisha. Aisha, of course. Thank you, Aisha. Caller number 6. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Soumit, and the answer is Jupiter.
Soumit, thank you. That was Soumit, I think. Caller number 7. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Sabina, and the answer is Jupiter.
Thank you, Sabina. Caller number 8. Caller number 8, hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Asha, and the answer is Jupiter. Your name is Moon.
What's your name again? What's your name?
Ashna.
Ashna. Thank you, Ashna. And Ashna was caller number 8? Yeah, so caller number 9 now. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Neha, and I think the answer is Jupiter, and the moon's name is Io.
Thank you, Neha. Hi, you're on the air. Last caller.
Hi, my name is Amit, and I think the planet is Jupiter, and the moon is Ganymede.
Thank you, Amit. And Amit was the last caller for question number 5. So if you're still trying to call in for question number 5, which is the planet with the biggest moon, then you're too late, but we have 3 more questions, so keep at it, and let's try now for question number 6. Question number 6, and Michael, you're going to take that off in a minute, right? Okay. If you're just tuning in, our call-in number is 510-770-1550, and here is question number 6. Which is the planet closest in size to Earth? Which is the planet closest in size to Earth? Which planet is almost the same size? Oh, no, I wouldn't even say that. Which is closest in size to Earth? I think that's the way to put it. All right, go ahead. Caller number 1, hi, you're on the air. Go for it.
Hi, my name is Akanksha, and I think the answer is Venus.
Thank you, Akanksha. Caller number 2, hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Sabina, and the answer is Venus.
Thank you, Sabina. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
My name is Venus, and I think the answer is Venus.
Thank you, Venus. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Shairee, and the answer is Venus.
Thank you, Shairee. Hi, Rondhia.
Hello, my name is Aditya, and I think the answer is Mars.
Thank you, Aditya. Caller number 6. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Gaurav and the answer is Venus.
Thank you, Gaurav. Caller number 7. Hi, you're on the air. Caller number 7.
Hi, my name is Amit and I think the answer is Venus.
Thank you, Amit. Hi, caller number 8.
My name is Amit and the answer is Venus.
Thank you, Sumit. Caller number 9.
Hi, my name is Shreya and the answer is Venus.
Thank you, Shreya. And last caller for our question number 6. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. Hi, my name is Lippy and the answer is Venus.
Thank you, Lippy. And Lippy was the last caller for question number 6. You're listening to the Safari Quiz Show. If you've been still trying to call and missed getting picked up, then don't worry. We have a break, and after which we have two more questions. So that'll be your chance. You're listening to the Safari Quiz Show. Jiye Ja, Sawal Kiye Ja.
The Safari Quiz Show.
Jiye Ja, Sawal Kiye Ja. Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. We've already finished 6 of our questions. That means 3/4 of the show is done today and we have just 2 more questions in our very special planets category just for our listeners today. So before the break, we did questions 5 and 6, which is the planet with the biggest moon. And I think even though I'd asked many of you to name me the moon, you didn't, but I will accept just the first answer to the question, which is the answer is Jupiter indeed. Some of you said Io was the planet, was the biggest moon. It's not, it's Ganymede. But from all the people who answered Jupiter correctly, Michael picked the winner and it is Amit. All right. Amit, I think you may be a first time winner. So write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. safariquizshow@gmail.com. And definitely mention the question answer. It's question number 5. So mention is question number 5, the answer and your name and some information, and we will get your prize to you as soon as Miss Anu returns from vacation. Question number 6, which is the planet closest in size to Earth? The answer was Venus. I think pretty much everyone got it right. And from all the correct answers, Michael once again picked the winner today, and the answer is Lippy. Yay! Woohoo! Lippy, write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. Lippy is a very regular participant on the show as well. She comes here with her twin and her cousin to play sometimes, and we love to have her here, but I'm glad she won the prize today. So Lippy, you know what to do. Write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com and mention the question, which is 6, the answer, which is Venus, and of course your name, and we'll get the prize to you. Okay, so just 2 more questions left for our show today. And here is question number 7. Question number 7. Which is the planet farthest away from the sun? Which is the planet farthest away from the sun? It used to be Pluto, no longer. So which is now the planet farthest away from the sun? Our call-in number is 510-770-1550. Hi, you're on the air.
I am Arav, and the answer is Neptune.
This is Arav?
Yes.
Thank you, Arav. Caller number 2.
Excuse my name is Venus and the answer is Neptune.
Thank you, Venus. Caller number 3.
Hello, this is Ignor and I think the answer is Neptune.
Thank you, Ignor. Hi. Caller number 4.
Hi. My name is Ojit and I think the answer is Venus. Neptune.
Thank you, Ojas. I know Venus being on the show today, calling in is confusing everybody, including me. Caller number 5. Hi.
Hello.
Yes.
My name is Sanjana. I think the answer is Neptune.
Thank you, Sanjana. Caller number 6.
Hi, my name is Aisha, and the answer is Neptune.
Thank you, Aisha. Caller number 7.
Hello, my name is Stuti and the answer is Neptune.
Thank you, Stuti. Caller number 8. Caller number 8.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead. You're on the air.
My name is Akshay, and I think the answer is Neptune.
Thank you, Akshay. Caller number 9.
Hello, my name is Gaurav, and the answer is Neptune.
Thank you, Gaurav. And last caller for question number 7. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Amit, and the answer is Neptune.
Thank you, Amit. Amit was the last caller on question number 7, which was, which is the planet farthest away from the sun? Everybody's answered so far. If you're still waiting to answer question number 7, please put the phone down or be ready to answer question number 8. And question number 8 is as follows. Our last question for the day today. On which planet would you weigh the least? Which planet I need to go to? Which planet would you weigh the least? I cheer myself up by weighing myself on this planet every day. On which planet would you weigh the least? And caller number 510-770-1550. And we have caller number 1 on the line. Yes, go ahead.
I have the job after Neptune.
Whoops, you're still answering the previous question. Do you want to try the next question?
What is the question?
On which planet would you weigh the least? Let's move on.
What?
Caller number 2. Hi. Hello.
Hi, my name is Sanjana, and I think the answer is Mercury.
Sanjana says Mercury. Yes. All right, let's move on. Hi, caller number 3.
Hi, this is Sabina, and the answer is Mars.
Thank you, Sabina. Caller number 4.
Hello?
Yes.
My name is Arav, and the answer is Mercury.
Thank you, Arav. Caller number 5.
Hi, this is Shairi, and the answer is Saturn.
Thank you, Shairi. Caller number 6.
Hi, my name is Aditya, and I think the answer is Neptune.
Whoops, which question are we answering?
This one?
8. We're on question number 8 now. On which planet would you weigh the least? Do you want to take a stab at it? On which planet would you weigh the least?
Mercury.
Thank you, Aditya. Caller number 6. 7.
Oh, my name is Stuti, and the answer is Mars.
Thank you, Stuti.
Thank you, Stuti.
Caller number 8. What is it? Oh, no, 7. Caller number 7.
The question, I think the answer is Mercury.
Okay, thank you. Okay, caller number 8.
Hello, my name is Sanjana, and I think the answer is Mars.
Sanjana? Oh, Sanjana already called. Wait a second.
No, it's another one.
Oh, it's another Sanjana. Okay,
Sanjana. Thor.
What's your last name?
Rathor. I called a couple of times earlier, but I didn't say my last name.
Okay, Sanjana Rathor. Okay. All right. And caller number 9.
Hello, my name is Alicia, and the answer is Mercury.
Okay, thank you, Alicia. And caller number 10, last caller for today.
Hello, my name is Lippy, and the answer is Mars.
Thank you, Lippy. And Libby was the last caller for our last question. On which planet would you weigh the least? And we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we'll announce the winners of questions number 7 and 8. You're listening to the Safari Quiz Show. Jieja, Sawal Kieja. Jieja, Sawal Kieja. Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. If you've been playing along, you've had 1 hour of quizzing fun. If you're just tuning in, we're just about at the end of the show. So do come back and see us next Saturday at 11. We're always here. All right, so we had questions 7 and 8 of our listeners' special category just before the last break. Question number 7 was, which is the planet farthest away from the sun? Everybody got it right. It indeed was Neptune. And from all the correct answers, the winner is Aisha. Woohoo! Aisha, write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. Don't forget to mention the question, which is 7, the answer, the Neptune. And your name, of course, and some information about you. And come play on our show in the studio. It's a lot of fun. Okay, on question number 8, on which planet would you weigh the least? We had two different answers. One was Mars and one was Mercury. Now, from pure logic, it would seem that Mercury, being the smallest planet, would exert the least amount of gravity and make us weigh the least. However, because Mars is a lot less dense, it's not very heavy, it's a light planet, it's actually by a small fraction, it's actually the planet where you will weigh the least. Just a fraction. But it's still Mars, that's the correct one. And from the few correct answers that we had, we have our winner, and that is Sanjana Rathore. All right. Sanjana, congratulations. Write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. And don't forget to mention the question number 8, answers Mars, and your name, Sanjana Rathore. If the other Sanjana is listening, I'm sorry, but this, I'm... the prize was won by Sanjana Rathore. And that brings us to the end of our show for today. If you have a musical talent, remember you need to send it to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. And if you want to participate on the show, same email. And of course, please check out safarikidca.com or safarikidusa.com to learn more about the fantastic preschool and after-school program that supports this show. The show was produced by Michael and Anu. The theme tune was composed by Naren Pradhan. This is your host, Vidya, saying, Jiye Ja, Sawal Kiye Ja.